It's here and now, and by now you've heard that this year marked the 100th birthday of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. But there are two other musical landmarks. Composer Richard Wagner's epic works would be adopted by the Nazis, but even with that dark shadow, he's admired as a revolutionary opera composer, as is the Italian Giuseppe Verdi. And both would be 200 this year, so today we'll deconstruct the music of each. La Traviata, an opera by Verdi, the story of Violetta, who gives up her carefree ways for Alfredo. Of course, it ends tragically. And Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, also about two doomed lovers. Our guide in our crash course to Wagner Verdi appreciation is William Lumpkin, the director of the Opera Institute at Boston University. William, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with Verdi and Wagner. Just put them in context for us.
It's interesting to me that these guys were contemporaries of each other, and according to what I know is that they actually never met, but they certainly knew of each other, and perhaps didn't have the greatest respect for what each other was doing. Wagner was known to abhor grand opera, and Verdi was known to say that Wagner often went down an avenue that was unnecessary.
You mean grandiose, perhaps?
Perhaps, yes.
What was he thinking?
Yes, just add a few more elephants and everything will be fine.
Yeah. Well, let's give people a sense of what we're talking about. Let's listen to a clip from Verdi's opera La Traviata. Tell us what we're listening to in the first.
Violetta has been asking if this Alfredo guy is really the guy that's going to be the one to change her life. And the next thing that we hear, with no orchestra, nothing, is her saying two words. Estrano.
Estrano.
How strange.
Estrano.
She says his words are sculpted in her heart. And you hear a figure that sounds like sculpting. Don, 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 don. And every time I work with a soprano on this aria, it's all about the imagination and what the composer has given you, how she can deliver those words with beautiful singing, but with the impact that Alfredo's words have had on her heart. The other thing to remember about Italian opera is that it was really written with the singers in mind. They were really the stars. For instance, in Violetta, all of that style is really geared towards a certain type of soprano that Verdi wanted to feature.
Someone might be saying that sounds like all opera. Why is that distinctively Verdi?
Well, it's an Italian style that he inherited from the bel canto period of Rossini, Bellini, and Donizetti.
Bel canto, beautiful singing.
Beautiful singing line. You can hear what the bel canto style with this legato.
Legato?
Connected, linked singing.
And you can also hear why Verdi might have thought Wagner went over the top.
Wagner was interested in having complete control of his works. He wrote his own libretti with a few exceptions. He wanted to have a specific place where his operas could be staged, the ideal place. This is the whole Gesamtkunstwerk, the complete work, all things coming together for one objective. Italian opera and opera in general was for entertainment purpose. People came, they heard the singer sang the high note, applause, yay, next number. Wagner also rejected that, and he thought of the performance more as a social ritual in which people came together to witness this huge, massive scope of an artistic venture.
Well, let's hear a little. We have a segment from the prelude of Tristan and Isolde. We're heading towards a very special chord.
Yes.
You want us to hear.
Yes, the famous Tristan chord.
That was
That's
it.
That's it. So you have this wonderful sustained melody in the cellos that is suddenly interrupted with this cutting, unprepared chord. This chord, in and of itself, is not new. Beethoven used it, Mozart used it, but it was always within a sort of cadential structure, and it was always sort of, it's going to go to here. In this moment, it is what I would say is unprepared and very unstable. Two notes. And then here, we're going to hear what sounds like really what I call a dominant chord that's going to go. We want it to go to A major. It escapes.
Oh. Oh.
And then it escapes again. Cellos take over. I remember that Wagner was very influenced by Schopenhauer, who was a German philosopher who basically had a very pessimistic view of life, that man is searching for some sort of relief, or wants some relief in his life, and this orchestra, it's like it's trying to find a home. The other thing to remember is Wagner was a big fan of what we call the unending melody. And if you listen to this prelude from beginning to end, it really, the melody never ends.
But William Lumpkin, it has to end. William Lumpkin is the director of the Opera Institute at Boston University. He's helped us celebrate the 200th birthdays of composers Giuseppe Verdi and Richard Wagner. William, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.